This is an emergency edition of the Ira Kaufman podcast presented by Ed Morse Cadillac Tampa and Ed Morse Cadillac Brandon. We are happy to be here on this special segment. Ira wanted to fire out at One Buck Palace as the various festivities happening wore down yesterday. And Ira's got a lot of great stuff coming in his columns. He was talking one-on-one with Joel Glazer. And of course, we've got a lot of great content coming on JoeBucksFan.com as the excitement of the new regime is here. We want to remind you again, this is just an emergency podcast. The regular podcasts are coming next week. This is not a substitute. We had our other two good ones this week. Of course, also presented by our friends at Ed Morse Cadillac Tampa, just west of 275 on Fletcher, and Ed Morse Cadillac Brandon on Causeway Boulevard. Get out to their websites, edmorsecadillactampa.com. Check out the Instacash trade event, also at edmorsecadillacbrandon.com. And we've told you so much about them, more than 70 years of Ed Morse quality and service across Florida. And we're happy to give them some extra love on this emergency podcast. Now, remember, if this is your first time, you can't remember if it's your first time, but you know what I'm saying. The podcast, you can subscribe on iTunes, Podbean, or Google Play and get an alert when it pops. It's the easiest way to do it. Otherwise, keep checking JoeBucksFan.com. Have a great day. It's exciting times, Bucks fans. Here's Mr. Kaufman.
Welcome, boys and girls, to an emergency edition of the Ira Kaufman podcast with the great sage of Tampa Bay sports, the custodian of Canton, the king of Newport Richie, Ira Kaufman himself. Now, Ira.
Our president is talking about a state of emergency for the nation. But this is the real emergency for Buck fans. We got a new sheriff in town, mm-hmm. Lee. He was introduced today. We're standing at One Buck Thursday afternoon, an hour or two after Bruce Arians took the podium. Lee, my biggest takeaway, I think it's a big positive, his confidence in himself to get the job, him and his coaching staff to get the job done, to build the system around the players. How often have you and I talked about that on this podcast? Mm-hmm. You know, don't make the players fit the system. It's got to go the other way around. And Lee, you didn't hear anything today that puts doubt in your mind that you're going to see some 3-4 out of the Buck defense in 2019.
Oh, I believe that. Yes, I really do. I mean, I'd be shocked if they didn't, because that's Ty Bowles. Ty Bowles is a three-man front. My impressions, there was electricity in that room. There was energy. People are energized. I was impressed by that. I mean, well, you talk to Joel Glazer, I'm sure you'll have something on that in the very near future on JoeBucksFan.com. The Glazers, you could tell they were beaming. Bucks alumni, they were there, and they were energized. You talked to Tony Dungy, who was here. I mean, the whole room, there was electricity. I haven't felt that in a while.
And I think it reflects also the reaction of the fan base, the stick carriers, the Joe Bucks fan readers, who are our fan, you know, Buck fans. That's who we target, Buck fans, not general readers. We're a Buck fan site. That's what we do. And I asked Joel Glazer, what kind of reaction have you gotten from Buck Nation? He says, unbelievable, unbelievable. Electricity, juice, clout. You loved my word, clout?
I love that word, clout.
It's all working out. It's all working out for this franchise.
Well, there was two things that really jumped up. One was when Arians, early in his address at the press conference, he pointed to Jason Light and he said, when I heard this job was going to be open, antenna went up.
I remember that. I do remember
that. Tells me...
We don't know when that was.
We don't know when, but Dirk Cutter was still here. Yeah. Dirk Cutter was still here, so I think that's pretty obvious. But the thing that really jumped out at me, you may have seen this before. You've been around, I won't say forever, because you're not Moses.
I'm a little younger than Mr. Bruce Arians, just a little.
Slightly.
Just slightly.
Slightly. Yeah, and five coaching changes, press conferences I've been here for. You've been here for like 10 of the 12, I think. I have never seen a Bucks alumni, in this case Jimmy Giles, address the coach.
Unprecedented.
And we're not talking about an ex-player. We're talking about a guy.
He's in the Ring of Honor.
His picture's not on the stadium. His name's on that stadium. And like you said, Ring of Honor. And he said, just for the people who didn't see it, and apparently the sound went out on Buccaneers.com, they didn't hear it. He said, Coach, I'm glad you... I'm paraphrasing, of course. Coach, we're behind you. We're glad you're here. We're behind Jameis. We're glad you're going to coach Jameis. Let's go. I don't ever remember seeing that.
And what's Arians' response? My door's open. Come on in.
Yeah.
With your suggestions. You know, a great exchange of ideas is what Arians is looking for. Now, look, Lee, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves.
Sure.
This guy is not going to be here for 10 or 15 years. That's okay. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Lee, I might have said it the other day. I think it's worth repeating. If Bruce Arians can change the culture and, at the same time, help the Glazers make a final judgment, a definitive judgment, mm-hmm. not a hazy judgment, but a definitive judgment on number three, good or bad,
yeah,
then he's done his job.
Because they're sort of at a fork in the road.
That's nice.
You're standing next to a fork in the road.
Didn't Yogi Berra say, you come to a fork in the road, take it? That was one of Yogi's. I mean, I got you going on that one. It was a packed house today for Arians.
Yeah,
packed.
Yeah.
I saw Martin Fennelly working his wife over for about 20 minutes. Uh-huh. Who knows what kind of great stories Martin got? The first date, the first kiss. Probably took it a Golden Corral.
Yeah, oh. You
know. Now, I asked Jason Light. Jason, there's a burning question in this room. He looks at me square-eyed. And he goes, what, Ira? And I said, what the heck did Arians order at Ava? Did he have the meatballs? He goes, yes, he had the meatballs. Because Madden's place is known
for it.
But you know, Lee, another thing. You're very good at picking up on little subtle things. He was asked about the dinner at Ava, you know, and help you convince. And he goes, I didn't need any convincing.
Wow.
I didn't need any convincing. Let's not overblow the dinner at Ava. You know, with all due respect to Madden, who they're buddies.
With a Chardonnay, maybe?
But when he came to town on that Friday night or whatever and went to Ava, he wanted this job.
Sure.
He didn't need Joe Madden to talk about Bayshore Boulevard and the aquarium and Lowry Park.
He wanted
this job.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
wanted this job. And what I love the most, Lee, above all, and I think Buck fans appreciate this more than anything, this is not a rebuild job.
No.
This is not 3 years before we're competitive. Arians isn't like that. Mm-hmm. He embraces the challenge. One of my questions to him was, you turned around a 5-11 team and won 10 freaking games.
Mm-hmm.
1 year, boom.
Yeah.
And he thinks there's more talent to work with. You heard him, mm-hmm. Lee. More talent to work with.
I like what part of his answer to you was, I'm not a builder.
Excellent.
Now, getting back to, you know, Jimmy Giles addressing Arians.
You're struck by this Jimmy Giles
thing. That blew me
away.
And I talked to him afterwards. I got the impression, and you know these guys much better than I, he said, hey, I talked to Sapp, I talked to Brooks, I talked to Rondé, I talked to these guys. I got the impression from Giles that in the past, these players wanted to offer their input because they wanted to see the Bucks win. And they were shunned away or ignored. And I guess that has irritated them. And maybe they see a different cat in Arians that, like you said, you quoted them, the door is open, that maybe they see a different guy.
Arians also said he doesn't mind some of these guys coming out on practice field.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exciting. During OTAs. Can you imagine seeing Brooks working with Quan Alexander?
Oh, wow.
It's unbelievable.
And I know Quan would love that. Quan adores Brooks. One time Quan told me he wishes he could talk to Brooks more.
Yeah.
He recognizes that, you know, Brooks is an icon and Brooks is a wealth of knowledge about the game.
Maybe we see Carson Palmer over here giving Jameis a couple of tips.
I actually thought earlier today, Peyton Manning.
Well, Peyton Manning. Nothing wrong with that. So, you know, again, we're not talking about a guy that's going to be here for 10 or 15
sure.
years. Even Bruce Arians wouldn't say
turn
that.
Turn around, yeah.
Turn around. But he's here to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
A difference with the guy under center. More importantly, and you asked it the other day, a difference with this franchise. This franchise has lost its way, Lee.
Yeah.
There's no other way to say mm-hmm. it. 11 years, long time, long time. 7 out of 8 years, division basement. That's not supposed to happen, Lee, the way this league is set up.
Parity, yeah.
Not supposed to happen.
Exactly.
And what's the first thing that this league always trumpets, like, as soon as the regular season ends? They send out a release Monday morning, and it always says, here are the 5 teams that made the playoffs this year that didn't make it the year before.
Yeah, they trumpet.
Here are the 2 teams that went from last place. When are the Bucks going to be on the sheet? Can I get the Bucks on a sheet of paper? They got a chance to be on it. They got a chance.
Exactly. By the way, my name's Lee DeCamper. I'm one of the Joes. Steve Isbitz, the other Joe, he's banging away on the keyboard. He wants to get copy up real quick. So that's why we wanted to get a Ira Kaufman podcast emergency edition, but keep it short because there's things to do.
This podcast could put me back over that top 50 over there, Lee. Look out, Nancy Grace. I'm coming after you.
That's our goal.
That's our goal.
What? Here's one for our fans. And I'm sure you caught this. It was in the, you know, it wasn't in the press conference, but he came to the media room and he spoke. It was all on the record, but it was after the press conference. Mark Cook, I'll give him credit. Mark Cook said, hey, you know, Jameis is known for turnovers, and you're talking about no risk it, no biscuit. And he's like, yeah, he repeated, no risk it, no biscuit.
Are you going to be upset with an interception?
With an interception. And his response was, one.
That was outstanding. He goes, if it's three, we got a problem. Yeah, you could live with one because you're taking a risk. It's a down. You know, Bruce Arians is not the guy that's going to throw 5-yard, passes on 3rd and 10. Mm-hmm. He's going to be mad as hell if that happens. You don't got a first down. Yeah. Oh, I got a completion. So what?
Yeah.
He's not that type.
No.
So with that risk, you know, the expected payoff comes a little bit of risk. But, Lee, you know, one thing I'll always remember, I think it was his last playoff game in Arizona before those two, you know, average seasons.
Against Green Bay?
It was in Carolina.
It was against Carolina.
Now, Carolina went on to the Super Bowl and almost won it.
Yep, MVP Newton.
They lost 49-17.
Did they have like 6 or 7 turnovers?
So seven.
Wow.
7 turnovers. Carson Palmer had a very rough day, and that made a lasting impression on Bruce Arians. You can't win like that. Mm-hmm. You know, we could have told them that, Lee.
Turnovers in a playoff game. You covered that infamous 1983, was it, NFC Championship, or 82? Niners against the Cowboys.
Yes.
And there were like a boatload of turnovers in that game.
Yes. Everson Walls, who was victimized mm-hmm. by Dwight Clark, and he's always in that picture.
Yeah.
You know.
Iconic picture.
And Walls was a candidate for the Hall of Fame last year because yes. he had a very good career.
Yes.
Walls had 2 picks in that game, but nobody remembers that.
Yeah.
They remember Dwight Clark going up. Great mm-hmm. throw, mm-hmm. great catch. And you know what? It happens.
And we're
corners are going to get beat.
And oddly enough, we're speaking on the anniversary of that game.
On that was the 1981 season. So
81. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you this. This is the impression I'm getting. I don't know if I'm way off base. Arian said they have more talent on this team, and he said the Bucs have a quarterback. Whereas when he went to Arizona, they didn't have Carson Palmer.
Right.
He said that's one reason why this
that's
is a quicker
right.
turnaround. Do you get the impression, the way Arians talks about Jameis, that he basically told the Glazers, you extend this guy and I'm coming?
Interesting.
Like they maybe in the maybe behind the scenes they're already talking about an extension.
That might be getting a little ahead of ourselves, Lee. But you know, you might not be crazy because, in Arian's mind, mm-hmm. Winston's a no doubter. He doesn't have any doubts about Jameis Winston.
It just sounds like
even if some of the fans, and they do mm-hmm. have their doubts mm-hmm. about Jameis Winston, and you and I understand that.
Sure,
we do. But I'm not sure ownership needs that much arm twisting because, Lee, the Glazers believe in Jameis Winston. Mm-hmm. Everything they've done has shown us that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Mm-hmm. If Winston fails, it's not going to be because of lack of support around him. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants that guy to make it, mm-hmm. from ownership on down, especially ownership.
Because I don't know if Arians would be here if the Glazers said, well, we don't know if you have a quarterback next year. Because he's talking about winning now. He's not talking about winning, as you said, 7 years down the road. He's talking about winning
well,
now.
Well, we know for 2019, Jameis Winston is Bruce Arians' quarterback.
Sure, that we know.
If you're talking about a $100 million extension
Ooh.
For Jameis Winston, I think that's premature.
Yeah.
I think that's premature.
I don't remember this too often, but you know who posed with Arians and the Glazer family?
Hold on. Let me get Jenna Lane. No.
No, not Jenna.
Who was it?
Darcy Glazer.
You know what? That's a little unusual.
Yeah.
That's a little unusual.
Well, what do you make of that?
Well, it means she's totally on board with this. Just like I've seen Jimmy Giles at these coaching things, but he's never participated.
Yeah.
He's never been active like today,
yeah.
sat in the back. So, Darcy, I don't remember her going up on that stage and posing. So,
I think it
shows the excitement level of ownership, the excitement level about this hire.
And could you say her full name just so we get it right?
Darcy Glazer Kasowitz.
There we go.
There you go. When are we going to come back with another full podcast, Lee? Probably, you know,
possibly on Monday, yeah.
Anyway, we're signing off from One Buck. Lee, big day for this franchise. A lot of excitement around here.
And as Chris Roos would say, get out of here.